the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10, letter number 3034. Baruch Hashem, the 16th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn Shalom of Racha. So, over here, you know, there is a certain amount of fasting that is prescribed, especially in the books of the Kabbalah, in the books that deal, the Svarim that deal with, if a person accidentally does a violation of certain sins, there's a number of fasts that they have to do. So over here, he was writing to the Rebbe about something what happened. It doesn't say exactly, but he says, Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated Monday of the portion of Vayera. So, as far as your first question, the Rebbe says, as far as your first question, that which happened to him and his wife, may she live, and, you know, it's, they're trying to ask the Rebbe to fix that. And today's times, it's not recommended a lot. It says already in the Tanya, it's not recommended to fast a lot, because in the olden days people were healthier. Today we're not considered to be so strong, and therefore too much fasting is considered to be detrimental to your health and to your service of Hashem. So the way you do it is you substitute, instead of a meal, you give for tzedakah, the value of a meal for tzedakah. So it turns out that for the amount that they is prescribed, so the Rebbe says you and your wife, each one, should give to tzedakah the amount of 26 2/3 of a selah. That is the coin that they used, you know, like they give, a Kohen gets 5 selah, those are silver shekels, 5 sloim. What is exactly the value? So the Rebbe says to give the value of 26 2/3 selah in the currency that they are using. That's the value that you go by. And how do you know exactly how much is a selah? So the Rebbe said, you can check with a kohen how much is the selah in the currency of your country where they live, because we know that the redemption of a child is 5 sloim. So they would know when a person gives the kohen the 5 sloim, he would know what the value is. What are the 5 sloim? What are the value of them in the place where they're actually living? So that's, and I guess according, the 26 2/3 comes out to the number of fast days where they should be, where they should be fasting. Give me a, and the coins, the amount is based upon about that. That is the coins that they're using, but turns out that it's 26 2/3 of the selah, and you have to find out what exactly the value. And that can come to a somewhat of a substantial amount. So the Rebbe says, I don't mean to say that you should do it all at once. You don't have to give the entire amount at once. But this could be within a month or even more than that, to slowly give that amount for tzedakah. And the Rebbe further says, I guess over here they make the, let me see here, over here they make the note over here, they make the cheshbon over here. It looks like there was a violation of the Shabbos. It looks like that was the issue over here. Yeah, come in. So over there, it says that you have to fast 40 days. So each day you give 12 pshitim for tzedakah and 80 pshitim. It's the whole calculation over there. That would come out, the amount of tzedakah, that would be the tzedakah. And Rebbe further says that sometimes it's even better, instead of giving everything at once, because in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe, he explains there that sometimes giving many times the same amount, rather all at once, you train yourself to just giving tzedakah, and the time you're giving tzedakah, you're doing a mitzvah, so you're doing more mitzvahs. So therefore, the Rebbe says, HaKoyl if Yireva Maisa, so there might have even an advantage. So don't push yourself to do it all at once, but spread it out over within a month, the Rebbe says. And then further, also 40 meals, the Rebbe says, delay your meal for 20 minutes. Also, we're not talking about 40 meals one day after the other day, but you should scatter it over several weeks. The fasting should be done by means of delaying the meal for 20 minutes approximately. And the Rebbe says, but you should keep, your heart should be trusting Hashem, the blessed Hashem, that you can continue to serve Hashem with joy. And that's known that serving Hashem isn't always all your things and all the things that you do. You're always serving Hashem, even in your regular ways when you go on doing your thing, as explained at length in the Rambam and the Laws of Deis, Perik Gimel, and the Tur, and Er Chaim, and the Shulchan Aruch. So basically, the Rebbe says, go ahead and do these things, but then trust Hashem, work with Simcha, with the blessed Hashem. And that's as far as that goes. And then there is another issue over here in which the ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek, there is the codifiers, there is a question medically what you are permitted to do if it is a danger for the woman to become pregnant. So then there is an allowance to use a much, that is to put something inside the body of the woman to protect so that she doesn't become pregnant. So the Rebbe today, that's different. They call it a much dochuk. I think today they call it a diaphragm or something like that. But I'm not sure exactly what qualifies halachically. But that's another question. We're not going to go into the halachic ramification. We're just reading the Rebbe's letter here. So the Rebbe says, you don't need my approval for that because that's the ruling of the Tzemach Tzedek. He says so. And since the doctor opinion is, as mentioned, that it does hurt the health, that your wife's health will be hurt if she becomes pregnant, so she's allowed to do so. There's no question. I don't have to second the Tzemach Tzedek, basically, who ruled that was okay. And the Rebbe says, but the fact that you write that you've bought certain ways, and you write the name, other ways of usage, so that the woman doesn't become pregnant. I said, Rebbe, we don't know exactly, but the point here that this change should not change anything in the husband, and therefore, if it's an idea of covering or similar, but you should not put it on the male organ, but rather to put it into the womb. And the Rebbe says, okay, so that's the second issue. The Rebbe says, I'm also over here, want to encourage you again that it's absolutely necessary that you should have a set time every day, at least for several minutes, to learn the inner part of Torah, which in our generation, this has been revealed and articulated in the teaching of Chassidus. And the Rebbe said, maybe we don't know God's ways, but maybe all the above that happened to you, that maybe that's an additional hint on the necessity for you to learn this. And it's no point in going in further. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news. in all of the above. So basically, the Rebbe gives him the amount of charity to make up for that, and also the fasting. The Rebbe suggests delaying the meal for 20 minutes would be considered like fasting. The Rebbe says don't bunch it up all at once, but you can do it, the tzedakah and the fasting, over a month, over a period of several weeks, about delaying the meals. And as far if the woman cannot become pregnant, not allowed to become pregnant for health reasons, then the Rebbe says there is an allowance of the Tzemach Tzedek to use the Much Dachuk only to do something on the woman's end, but not on the male's end. And the Rebbe says that maybe this is also a reminder that it's absolutely necessary for you to study the inner parts of Torah, the Chassidus, which is today, that's the Chassidus Torah, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news.